True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending. Well, the Royals are off today. They actually have a couple days off coming up. Off today, off Monday, ahead of this Friday night series beginning at the K against the Tigers. The Royals end up taking 2 of 3 from Chicago over the last couple of days. Much needed. Yesterday, the offense came alive again in the fifth inning. They just destroyed the White Sox. It was over very quickly after the fifth inning, and the White Sox had a position player or two pitch in the game. It was funny listening to Ryan Lefevre during the broadcast. He's like, he asked Hud, he's like, am I a bad person for thinking it's humorous that the position player is just out there just lobbing them in and it's working better than the guy that spent 4 days prepping for this game?
Always funny.
It is fun. It is
always
funny.
Next up on What's Trending, Missouri Tigers open up their season tonight. That's in Columbia, Missouri, obviously. Minor opponent, obviously, to go with it. But it is the Tigers' first game of the season. They will split the halves with the two quarterbacks. First half for Pribula, second half for Horn. And then, obviously, Kansas and Missouri will take on each other next week in Columbia as well.
Yeah, Central Arkansas tonight for the Missouri Tigers.
They're like a 30-something point favorite.
Yeah, I think 36. 1 week from tonight, the NFL officially begins its 2025 season. It is Philadelphia and the Dallas Cowboys. Will Micah Parsons play? I think it's interesting now that there was a report yesterday that Micah Parsons is seeking a second opinion on his back. It feels like he might be setting the stage to where if he does actually sit out a game, he still gets paid. Like that, he's trying to find a doctor to say, no, he actually has a really serious back problem. That's what I think is going on here. He's trying to find, is there a way for me to miss games and still get paid? Because otherwise, we know he can't miss many games. You just can't do that
I'll
financially.
Be honest, if you played in the NFL for more than 1 year, I guarantee you can find a medical doctor to find something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Your body's broken some way or another. You're not going to have any issues finding a medical diagnosis to give you a reason to technically miss games. He's just looking for one dude to give him a reason to miss a game. He's not going to have any trouble finding it, is my guess. It is interesting, at least on that end. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. I do find the list of captains is one of the least interesting things.
Oh, I know.
Teams do. I do not care at all. I don't understand. I mean, it is so meaningless.
It's about the NFL teams tweeting out right now their captains for the season.
Schefter's tweeting out every single one of them. Cam Ward named a captain for Tennessee. I'm sure he was. Oh, what? No way.
I think he's the first Titans rookie since Mariota to be
named. Yeah, because he was the last captain. Titans rookie to be named a captain who's taken a quarterback in the first round.
If you're a quarterback, you know.
Sports Talk on the Fan, by the way, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
1 hour from now, Fan Club Thursday.
Alex and I are off tomorrow. I have either the beers we have left over from Four Hands, because I knew we had a lot of stuff in stock. I didn't want to go out. Or I know Rob's a big whiskey guy. We got 2-3 whiskeys floating around the building as well. So you can either have
one of the
beer or seltzers we have in the fridge, or whiskey, depending on what you want to do.
Hey, it works out. College football tonight. It's a Thirsty Thursday here at the Fan Club.
17 games. It kind of feels like a Friday, you know?
Oh, it's a Friday for us. That's for sure.
The rest of everybody else can treat it that way too, if you want. You know, we're always looking for.
I'm excited to have Rob Collins in
me
studio.
Too. It's been a little bit,
as you said. First college football game of the day is 4:30, Boise State, South Florida. Then you got like Ohio and Rutgers, Isaiah Pacheco's squad taking Ohio, and then later on tonight, game you and I are going to Nebraska and Cincinnati. We already mentioned Central Arkansas and Missouri, but I'm excited to see Arrowhead tonight with the atmosphere that I think we're going to get for a college football game. This is where I know Drew and I have disagreed quite a bit on the atmosphere stuff of Arrowhead. This would have been best of both worlds for him. He would have had college football and it would have been at Arrowhead. So he would have
a little both.
He would then
I will say
been perfect.
Rob Britton showed me the custom jerseys that the Bearcats are wearing for the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing here? Did you see them?
No, I have not seen them. Now, Cincinnati's the home team tonight, remember?
They're red.
Well, that's their color scheme as well.
But they're like red. Like, why did you choose red against, choose white or choose black against Nebraska?
They're the home team.
They're going to have 80,000 Nebraska fans there tonight. It's going to be 80% Nebraska.
Well, we already knew
why
that.
Wearing red?
No matter what uniform they were wearing.
So it looks like everyone's cheering for you?
I have no idea. The whole thing is all about money. It's a home game for Cincinnati at Arrowhead. We know half of Lincoln is driving down to Kansas City as we speak. Shout out to Nebraska fans out there driving down I-29. That's what's going to happen tonight, but Cincinnati just took it for the check.
Yeah.
They gave up a home game to play in Kansas City.
Yeah, it's not great, especially against a team that will travel better.
And
than
it
Kansas
is going
City.
To be a really good atmosphere, I think, tonight.
Yeah, I do too. We'll talk more about that game in a little bit.
Well, that's like Mike Brown, who is the Syracuse head coach. They were talking about how he thought maybe his team would get overwhelmed because they're playing Tennessee this weekend. He goes, well, they're all going to be wearing orange, so they'll just think everyone's cheering for them.
That's not how it works. People also boo cheer louder.
When Cincinnati's offense is on the field, it is going to be extremely loud at Arrowhead with Nebraska fans. So,
I would think so. Speaking of being at home, the Royals will be back at home starting on Friday. They get a 3-game set against Detroit. Obviously, every single game matters at this point. I don't necessarily need to point it out. It was nice for a couple of reasons last night. First, just nice to have a good, relaxing ass kicking, right? No pressure, no worries. The second Vinny added on two more RBI in a game that already felt like they were winning, that game was done. Bobby came through, Vinny came through, game felt good, in hand, done. But one of the biggest takeaways from that game is, and it didn't stop other teams, so it probably won't mean anything. If I were a team right now, old JJ Piccolo rung up the phone, you know, called him up and he's like, hey, I was thinking about making a trade. How do you feel about this guy in AAA? His name's Ryan Berger. We're interested in him. I'd almost hang up the phone if the Royals are calling about my pitchers right now, because either they're doing something development-wise that is better than you, or they got a better eye for your own talent than you do. They've been robbing teams now for 2 straight years. I understand Falter hasn't been good. Almost every other pitcher they so far have traded for in either the bullpen or the starting pitching, or in free agency. It's all hits. It's just hit after hit. Like, Ryan Burgert was great again last night.
And first time he got the win, finally, for the first time as a Royal as well. He got through 6 innings. He looks really sharp. We asked J.J. Piccolo yesterday about Burgert. I was like, did you tweak a thing or two? He's like, no, we haven't had any tweaks since he came over. But, you know,
crazy.
Brian Sweeney's been working with him. That's who, like, there's a lot of people that deserve credit.
Oh, he's a whisperer.
Brian Sweeney, we've said it a few times. They have to make sure. It is, honestly, there's a lot of things they got to accomplish this offseason. Figuring out the outfield is obviously at the top of the list. But right after that, Brian Sweeney is the 1B. You have to, I don't know what he makes, okay? I really don't. Whatever it is, you better give him
a million, I don't know.
I don't know if it's that or not. It should be. It should be, because somebody else is willing to pay him. If they're not, somebody else will snipe him away from this organization. He has been too damn good with their pitching talent, and I'm with you. We've said for 2 years now, there's a lot of criticisms you can have about a front office in baseball, and this one, the one thing they have absolutely crushed at a higher rate than most teams, doesn't mean they're perfect, but at a higher rate, that is evaluating other teams' big league pitching and saying, whoa, 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 we think we have something here. We know the obvious example was Cole Reagans with the Chapman trade. That's the one we all cite. But I think you're right. Burgert looks like he could be another one of these guys. Urseg, not that the A's didn't think he was a good pitcher, but still, Urseg is another player that they evaluated. I'll even go to free agency. When they signed Seth Lugo a couple years ago, Michael Walker was established. They kind of knew what they were getting. Carlos Estevez, he's done stuff in the league before, but still, they thought there was something there. Carlos might end up finishing with the most saves in baseball this year for a team that's not going to win 90. And he's going to have the most saves in baseball? That's pretty impressive.
No, it's very impressive. It's to this point, it is J.J. Piccolo's calling card. If you said, what has made J.J. Piccolo an effective GM? I'd be like, he's evaluating pitching from all angles. But specifically, he's stealing from other teams, which is the most appealing part. Ryan Burgert was a 25-year-old rookie. He was not a heralded guy coming through the Padres system. He had made it to the big leagues. He had made a handful of starts for them, all of seven. And in those seven starts, looks pretty good. And so, but the Padres were willing to part for him for something else they needed instead in Freddie Freeman. They traded their backup catcher for a guy actively starting in their rotation in the middle of a playoff run. Their backup catcher. And look, I'm not saying the Padres are like, what did you do to us? Freddie Freeman's been a nice player for them. He got a game-winning hit for them.
Games, yeah.
He has helped them win some games. He is significantly better and has been significantly better than anybody they have rolled out at catcher this year. But that, come on. Backup catcher for a starting quality major league pitcher, that's robbery. Cole Reagans for 3 months of Aroldis Chapman, that was robbery. Getting Seth Lugo for the price they got him for the first time when he was available to any team in the league. They have done a better job than most in that regard. But that game last night, that game was just fun.
Yeah, it was stress-free.
I love games like that.
And I think it's crucial for knowing the stretch of games that, you know, how crucial every single one is. So you're off today, you're off Monday. Yesterday, you were able to give a couple guys, it's a few innings, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a big deal when, you're a player that plays 150 games, or 158 if you're one of those guys that play essentially every day. You get off their feet for a couple innings, you didn't have to use Carlos, you didn't have to use Lucas Urseg.
Bolin and Lynch.
Yeah, so that was a huge win. Also, not to mention, just gives you momentum heading into a homestand and hopefully what should be some good atmospheres this week. And I know there's all of a sudden, you know, high school football starting up and there's college football and all that, but still, the Tigers are coming to town. This is a crucial series. There's only a couple more home games left. There really is, you think about it. There's not
this
many.
Homestand and then the one in middle of September, and they're both short ones. I had sent out a tweet very similar to kind of what you said there, which is, if you had hoped that come-from-behind win against the White Sox a couple of nights ago, when they were on death's door, and you said it was a season-saving win, and it felt massive at the time. If you were hoping that come-from-behind win was getting ready to propel them to good baseball, well, last night was certainly a good sign that that's plausible, because the first game coming from the come-from-behind one, Gold, they blew a team out. And if they win this first game tomorrow night against the Tigers and start feeling like they can win that series, momentum is going to feel very, very strong. Honestly, the other part is, they couldn't really afford to lose games because the other teams around them are winning. The Red Sox have won four games in a row. The Yankees have won four games in a row. The Mariners won again last night. Like, the teams around you are also winning. So getting that one a couple of nights ago when you should have lost, killing the White Sox last night, those things are important so that you are still in the same striking distance you were before. It's all this. The text I always get so negative because they're just like, you guys said it was over. I said they weren't making the playoffs. I didn't say they had no chance to make the playoffs, and neither did you. You never at any point said, this team has a 0% chance of making the playoffs. You just said, they're not making it. I don't think they're making it.
And I still, and I hope I'm wrong, I still would not bet them to make the playoffs right now. I think the
they gave you $1,000 in even money. I had to bet one side.
And it was even money. I would choose the no side. I think that is still where they're at. I hope in a month you guys can all say I'm an idiot. And I told you they were going to make it, and that would be awesome. Trust me, there's a lot of reasons why I would love that for that to be the case. But they are still chasing. That's the tricky part. They are still chasing, and there are. I know it sounds
I'd love
like
to see them in a playoff spot for a day, even
for sure. It sounds like there's a ton of games left. Oh, you're only three back, and there's 28 games to go. It sounds like you got plenty of time, but you don't because of the math that how it has to work out and the level that you have to play. It's hopefully going to come down to that Mariners series.
For that magic number we said, 86-87 wins, they have to play the borderline identical winning percentage they've played since the All-Star break. They're 22-15 since the All-Star break, a .595 winning percentage. To get to .896, it would be a .595 winning percentage to get to 86 wins. It's actually in between 86 and 87, right around that winning percentage. It's 86.5 if you played, because it's that same number of games.
Right. And no more White Sox left, though.
And no more, I'm just saying, there is some comfort in the, I'm not asking them to play above even the level they're playing now, which is good baseball. I'm asking them to maintain a good level of baseball play, which they have maintained, in fairness, for two consecutive months. Since the break is pretty much July 1st. Since that time, the Royals are playing 600 baseball. That is a 96-win team pace. In a way, it makes a season more frustrating if they miss it. You're like, you had it. You had this kind of baseball in you. For two full months, you've played baseball like this. And you weren't so bad in the early part that it just completely played you out of it. Kudos for you staying with it. But it's like, I didn't think they were going to be a 96-win team. They didn't even have to play this good all year to win 90 and be in a playoff spot.
Don't forget, tomorrow night is the Red Roundtable out at Hollywood Casino. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. Full-on discussion ahead of the start of the season. Danon Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, Nate Taylor, all going to be hanging out, plus taking your questions at audience Q&A. Chance to get some photos with the guys as well. It starts at 6 o'clock out at Hollywood Casino. It's the Red Roundtable, open to the public, completely free. You do have to be 21 or older to enter, as it is out at Hollywood Casino. All right, we've been doing divisional previews, JT. Let's get the music fired up. Let's work our way.
We didn't
to
even warn JT. Can we a little NFL music?
AFC South.
Give me a second.
You're good. AFC South is where we go today. We've already done the NFC West, the NFC South, the AFC East.
We've had two divisions so far that we all had the same division winner. We were all dramatically different in the NFC West department, as we chose three different winners. So I guess, Gold, fire us off. What are you thinking about the AFC South?
Yeah, this is a little wide open, I think, you know, based off of the quarterback play. Yeah, the Texans still have the best quarterback, and sometimes it's that simple. And the Texans, there we go. The Texans are favorites for a reason. They have the best quarterback. I like their head coach. Their offensive line worries the heck out of me again. Tank Dell obviously is not available this year. They spent a few draft picks on wide receivers, but they're unproven. Is Nico Collins going to stay healthy as well and elevate his game even more than what he did? I'm just skeptical about them to the point where they can win this division, but I don't think they're a 12-win team. Therefore, that opens the door for someone. If you tell me suddenly Jacksonville only has to get to 10 wins and they have a shot, then I like it. I'm going to go Jacksonville. I'll go off the board a little bit. Jacksonville, I know how you feel about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah,
Liam Cohen, look what he did with Baker Mayfield.
That's fair.
Can he get something going with Trevor Lawrence? They have Brian Thomas, as we've talked about. He's one of the best wide receivers in football. Their schedule is pretty soft. They're playing in their own division, so that helps too, right? They're playing the Colts twice. They're playing the Titans twice. A Texans team that if you split with them, that puts you in a nice spot. Give me the Jags to surprise some people. We know there's always turnover in the NFL, division winners, etc. Give me the South. Jags.
So I'm going to tell you the team I'm really trying to talk myself into. Really trying to talk myself into, because I don't think it's being given enough of a possibility. I think that there's a very real chance the winner of this division is the same way it went a couple of years ago when C.J. Stroud took this division. And the actual answer is the Tennessee Titans. Because the Titans came onto the scene simply because they had a rookie quarterback who played well. The Texans have won this division for the last 7 years. The Titans have actually won it two of those times, with the Jags picking up the third. The Titans have won the division two more times in the last 7 years than even the Jags have. It's been a while for the Colts. They've been a little bit off the radar for a little bit. You'd mentioned an easy schedule. Here, same division, right, as we're talking about before. They do have Denver and LA to open the season, which is my biggest concern probably in the whole group. But Arizona, the Chargers, the Patriots, a last place schedule, Cleveland, stands out, including New Orleans and Jacksonville to finish up the season. I want to so desperately talk myself into Tennessee. I'll choose Houston.
Okay. All
because
right.
I
thought you were going to take Tennessee.
Here's the issue. You know what my hangup is? I don't trust their coach. If I knew their coach was like, if it was like a Vrabel coach, right? Like if an established NFL head coach.
Yeah, Callahan.
If an established NFL coach had taken that job at Tennessee, my answer would be Tennessee. But because Callahan is a complete mystery to me, or just not a good coach on that end, I can't give him the edge. So I'll take the Texans to win it. I know it's boring.
The Texans are the favorites at plus 110. Jags are plus 270. Colts plus 350. Titans 7-1.
I love the Titans 7-1 as a long shot bet.
JT, where are you going in the South?
You know, I want to be different. And Cody, you might have just talked me into it, you know?
The Titans?
Let's go Titans. You know what? Cam Ward. I think there is some wide receivers that can help.
Ridley had 1,000 yards, and Will Levis was throwing to him last year.
Exactly. And so I think the defense was a little banged up last year. They get a little healthy. And if you take away Will Levis' 77 pick sixes he threw last year, they could have won a couple more games. So I think the division's wide open. I think there's a lot of potential for maybe that first, last of first to happen here. And so, why not? Cam Ward's going under the radar. No one's giving him love. I'll give Cam Ward some love, and I'll shoot my dart in the dark and take the Titans to win the division.
I mean, who are the other last to first candidates? We know it happens every year, right? It's like 17 of the last 19 or 7, whatever the numbers are. Somebody goes last to first. None of us are taking the Jets to do that. I am not taking the Chargers. Maybe pre-Slater injury somebody would have. I am not taking the Browns to go last to first. So, like, who? I mean, you know, legitimately. And I guess maybe the Jets weren't last. Who were
The Patriots. I might think about Patriots, but it's so hard to take them over the Bills.
Is there any other division, any other team you think could go last to first? Not the Browns, not the Raiders, not the Patriots.
The Niners, right? Weren't they last?
Yeah, but now they're all hurt.
No, but that'd be the answer. That's the answer.
Yeah.
You don't think the Bears, maybe?
Bears are a good answer.
Maybe. It is way more, even though I did not pick the Niners to win the West, it is more likely that the Niners go worst to first than the Bears go worst to first. The division's just tougher.
I just wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. It would not stun me. I'll take the Texans, but I want to take the Titans. If it wasn't Callahan, I'd take them.
So you're going with Tennessee.
I'll go Tennessee.
From Knoxville, Nashville, don't care which one it is. I love Tennessee cities, baby, all of them Tennessee cities.
Gold, I'm actually surprised you didn't go with Tennessee. That's a good point from the text.
You know how I feel about Tennessee. I also just didn't want to say Tennessee too many times. Tennessee.
That's the only reason you didn't choose them to win, isn't it?
Tennessee cities.
What Tennessee city?
Those Tennessee cities.
Do the Titans play in? You know, a lot
Nashville.
Of
Nashville's a great city in Tennessee. Yes.
Enunciate that one for the rest of your life.
I am. Honestly, the rest of my life, I will say Tennessee cities very carefully.
Do we know anything about Callahan? Like, I mean, other than he coached last year and he didn't go great?
His dad coached in the league?
Yeah.
He was the Bengals OC prior to that.
I mean, that was pretty successful, right?
Yeah.
Being a Bengals OC was a pretty good gig there for a bit. I don't know. I think you had said this maybe a month ago. Cam Ward, for a number one overall pick that NFL evaluators generally agreed is a very, very, very good pro prospect, has less buzz than Arch Manning, a guy playing in college. Like, he's got no one is talking about him coming onto the scene. And so it kind of feels like if he just played good football and those other two teams are just what they have been, why couldn't they go first or worst? I mean, it definitely feels in the cards.
Maybe we're way off. It's not going to take 13 wins or 12 wins to win that division. If you think it's 10, then it's in play for a lot of teams.
Honest to God, the only team I would not entertain winning this division is the Colts. They stink. Michael Pittman's not a very good number one.
I tend to agree.
Jonathan Taylor's good, but I mean, the quarterback situation sucks.
Better with Daniel Jones.
It all sucks.
They're better with Daniel
Coaching
Jones.
Coaching situation sucks.
They're better with Jones than Richardson right now, but that's still a 7-8 win team.
They're not winning the division.
7 or 8 win team.
I think if things go well.
The Titans, though, to me, are probably like a 6 or 7 win team as well.
I just think they've got a higher ceiling. Lower floor, higher ceiling.
Well, it's just we know what Daniel Jones is. We don't know what Cam Ward is. That's what you're banking on.
Yeah. That's why the ceiling's so much higher.
All right. Up next, guys, we will get to some changes in 2026 for the Royals schedule, plus the random question of the day right here on 96.5 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In about a half hour, it's a Fan Club Thursday. Rob Collins, sports director over at Fox 4, going to join us in studio. We'll talk a little college football. We'll get caught up with what he's been up to this summer. We'll obviously talk some Chiefs, get his reaction to the Rashee Rice suspension news, and we'll work in a little Royals as well. Plenty to get into with Rob Collins in just a bit as we get set for a holiday weekend in Kansas City. College football tonight, we'll get back into the Nebraska-Cincinnati game a little bit. Also, Missouri in action this evening against Central Arkansas. We had Gabe DeArmond from Power Mizzou on the show. Gave us some good insight about the quarterback battle and how that's likely to play out heading into even next week when the Tigers welcome in the Kansas Jayhawks.
For a very obviously intriguing matchup, especially if they both play good football this weekend against nobodies. But it'd be 2-0 versus 1-0 Gold, so it'd have a little bit of juice to go with it. So yeah, we'll talk some more Missouri when Rob Collins comes in, or we can talk some more Nebraska and Cincinnati tonight is a huge college football slate on a Thursday.
17 games, you
say? They know they can take advantage of before the NFL kicks in. 17 college. I think some are they're not all FCS and FBS.
Okay.
But 17 total college football games today between the multiple levels, which obviously certainly makes it intriguing. Like you said, we'll get to the random question of the day coming up here in just a few minutes. But we got a first look. You and I were planning on talking the Royal schedule as it relates to the World Cup coming here next fall 2 days ago. And then Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged, and that derailed us. And then we're like, you know what? No big deal. We'll talk about it on Wednesday. People will still be very intrigued by the manipulation of the schedule. And then Rashee Rice got suspended for the first six games of the schedule. And for a second on that, before we talk the Royal schedule, Mike Florio is one of the phoniest people on the planet. And I encourage you all to not engage in any of his content anymore. He, 2 weeks ago, essentially floated the idea that it was a massive conspiracy theory to cover the Chiefs' ass, that he would miss the perfect games that would benefit everybody. And then yesterday, instead, hinted that it was an NFL conspiracy to screw the Chiefs because they control the whole machine. They could have given him any number of games, and this was their way of squeezing him until he had to take the six. Which conspiracy is it, Mike? It is one of only two. It cannot be both conspiracies at the same time. Only one conspiracy can matter.
We've said for a couple years now, this goes back to the Andy Reid retirement stuff and the reporting. His reporting...
It's not reporting.
...has become way more just pure speculation. Remember, we do different jobs. He claims to be a reporter. He is supposed to report off of more factual-based things. We do sports talk radio. We have opinions.
Entertainers
and opinions. You know, we make it clear if we are hearing something, if a source told me something or told you something, it's very obvious when we say that. He does the, well, I'm hearing that it could happen, but if it doesn't happen, then it's a conspiracy. That's basically how he phrases stuff.
Do you think it's
a
national anthem for the home opener? Do you want to get that scoop?
Yeah, please.
Do they already know who's singing it?
I don't know if we know.
If not, I'm going to try to get that scoop today.
Please
do.
Please
before the end of the show.
Let us know.
I'm getting the scoop. Yeah. If it's not already out there, it might already be out there.
I'm not sure. Remember, they're not. They're in.
Right.
We know who's performing at halftime, though.
That's Brazil. The Brazilian singer, right?
Yeah, what's her name?
I'm talking about for the home opener.
Oh,
I'm
not trying to get in Brazil. Yeah. You don't have sources in Brazil?
I got no sources in Brazil.
Okay.
I'd love to pretend that I do. I don't. But you're right. He comes off as like, I'm hearing this and I know things about the NFL. I know more things about the NFL because I talk to people. And you're like, you just say stuff. It's all just like, you're the same as like guy watching lightning flash. And you'd be like, that's a UFO. It's not a UFO most of the time, man. Be cool.
Most of the time.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Most of the time, he says.
I believe that there's extraterrestrial life.
I do as well.
I don't know that it's existed on this planet.
Yeah, that's where I'm. Not to go down that rabbit hole. Drew's not here today.
Also,
but
I think it'd be honestly crazy if you think there's no intelligent life anywhere else in the universe. Do you realize how big the universe is?
I firmly believe there is other life out there. I do not believe that they are just landing on Earth and we just aren't finding out about it.
Yeah, that's probably it. I don't know, man. Those Air Force videos almost get me.
That was weird. Was that last summer?
Yeah.
Was that last summer over New Jersey? We never got a salute. We never found out, did we?
Yeah, that one. But there was one like 2 years ago where like a veteran Air Force pilot was tracking like a Tic Tac on his thing. And he was like, I've never seen anything move this way. It doesn't make any sense. It's traveling this mile. It's roughly this size.
Yeah.
And that guy was like, there is nothing in the modern. I'm like, but maybe you just don't know it. Maybe somebody does have that technology on this planet.
Well, I think there is a chance of that. That they, as advanced as we think we are, they might be 3,000 years ahead of us in technology. Mm-hmm. They had the iPhone a long time ago, man. They had thousands of years ago.
iPhone 2000.
Yeah.
15 or whatever.
They don't use phones. It's all embedded in their contact lens. Everything's just there. You just blink one time and it calls somebody.
Neurotransmitters, you know? You just like, I think the thing to you. Mm-hmm. That would be terrible, by the way.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I just love how you said, most of the time it's not a UFO.
I just think he's such a conspiracy theorist.
He is, yeah. I just think it's annoyed Chiefs fans when the Andy Reid one was bad because for three straight Super Bowls, he was trying to like push it. Yeah, one day Andy Reid is going to retire. One day he will, obviously. But he was acting like it was imminent for three straight years.
Mm-hmm.
He finally did.
And he's still working, by the way.
He has shown no signs of stopping. So anyway. Let's talk about the schedule you're referencing.
Yeah. The Royal schedule obviously is going to have some changes in it because of the World Cup coming to Kansas City next season. I will be honest. I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't quite as quirky as I feared it might be. You and I both thought that there might be if anybody hasn't ever followed it, in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs, there's a huge rodeo that comes through Texas and has been coming through San Antonio. As a result of that, they play on the road for like a month. Every year, they play one of the most bizarre, backward schedules for a very long time because of shared areas, shared venue, and just the number of hotels and everything else that's coming through the city. In Kansas City, I thought because of the World Cup, it might look like that. And instead, all it is there's going to be some random Friday. The Royals don't have a game. Some random Saturday. The Royals don't have the game because there's a World Cup match scheduled for that time. And there probably will be some weirdo start times. A few more home games in the early going and a few more road games in the June, July. Other than that, it's about the same. It wasn't nearly as bad as I was anticipating.
Yeah, I think we all thought there was a real chance that they're on the road for three straight weeks kind of stuff. And that's not the case, fortunately. There's some quirky things with, as you said, a Saturday off randomly in the middle of a St. Louis Cardinals series at home. You never would get an off day on a Saturday. That's a big day for baseball for obvious reasons. But they do because there's a World Cup match, I believe, that exact day. And we'll find out with the game times if there's some shifting around. In general, the schedule is just different because they open up earlier than ever before, March 26th, and then they're starting in a National League Park for the first time in club history, I think, also, if I'm not mistaken. Now, it's a good thing because March 26th, it could be at 25 degrees outside and snowing in Kansas City. In Atlanta, you're better off, more likely, I should say, to have some nice weather there. So even though the Royals are back home. So it's not like by March 30th, they're back home. So it can still be brutally cold there. I thought it was kind of cool. And for those that like spending some time with their family on holidays and maybe you have a tradition, you go to a ballpark or it's just a good time because everybody's off work.
Every major holiday,
you have 4th of July is at the K, and so is Memorial Day and Labor Day and Father's Day and Mother's Day. Like, that's kind of cool. I actually kind of like that. I'm sure some of the Royals personnel doesn't hate that either. You know, I know they do their Father's Day trip stuff, but it's kind of cool if you're someone that works in the Royals front office or ticketing or wherever.
Yeah, when you work in sports, a lot of times you have to cave holidays. Like, if you're one of the beat writers covering the Chiefs this year, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Not in the traditional sense.
Yeah. No, I guess the exception would be, if you're the concession stand worker, yes, you're working on 4th of July this year, or next year. That part maybe stinks for that person.
Sure. Like maybe if you're it, and that's always, gosh, that's always the challenge to go with it.
But you know, if you are in baseball, like, you know, there's a decent chance every couple of years you're working on 4th of July.
I didn't look hard enough at the other team schedules. Yeah. Are the Royals starting earlier than every other team in the sport?
Let me pull up
because
a random team.
The team they are facing, the Atlanta Braves, also are a host city for World Cup matches. So it's not crazy to think that they would be earlier in the season. Nah, it's about the same. The
Yankees start off actually even a day earlier. The Yankees start on the 25th in San Francisco.
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, that's not going to be chilly in San Francisco March 25th off the bay. That won't be bad weather. It won't be rainy or anything.
My God, that's going to be like, that game's going to be gonna 40 be degrees.
It's going to be raining.
I have long since advocated, like everybody's always trying to come up ways to make sports better. Like I saw Deion Sanders today. His pitch for college football was
bonus
to give him playoff bonuses the way NFL players get it. Makes sense, I guess,
yeah,
if you could convince TV partners to pay it out, but you're probably not going to convince them to do that. My thing for Major League Baseball is West Coast teams should always start at home. Like we should start in West Coast cities for the first 10 days. Everyone can be on a 10-game road trip who plays in a cold weather city. If you play in a dome or in Miami, congratulations. The first 7 to 10 days of the season every year is in your city. If you are in a dome or warm weather, we go to you first.
Yeah, not San Francisco, though. I mean, that's
no, hell no, not San Francisco. I'm talking like
Seattle has a roof, and obviously LA is going to still be warm.
The A's will eventually have
Padres.
A dome, right? You can go to LA. You can go to Minnesota's an outdoor stadium now, so you can't go there. But there are enough. I don't have to list all the domes. Seattle's a dome. I don't have to list all the domes off. We go there. We go to Tampa Bay. We go to Seattle. We go to Toronto. We go to domes. I'm not like, no more. Oh, opening day of the season, March 26th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. What the hell are we doing? If you're not going to shorten the season, which would be plan one, just shorten the season and start playing baseball in April.
Yeah, start middle of April.
Yeah, start later. Mm-hmm. If we're not going to do that, then let's just start in San Diego, LA, Seattle, Toronto, dome or warm weather. That's where the first week of the season is. I don't care what city, that's where you have to go play.
Yeah, they're. Oh, yeah, I think
there are no indoor in the AF. No, I think the AL Central.
I get what you're saying. I don't think the math would work out right to do that completely, but it would be close.
Pretty close, wouldn't it?
I don't think you could do it for. I'd have to go through
both Texas teams.
Yeah, they both play indoors.
Toronto,
yep.
Tampa Bay,
mm-hmm.
Seattle,
mm-hmm.
San Diego,
Arizona.
I'm trying to see how many we can get.
You say
Miami.
Yep.
So we're up to 8.
Did I say Milwaukee?
Milwaukee is indoor. You're right.
Oh, Milwaukee. Okay, that's right. If we can close it.
I think that's it, though, Cody.
That's 9. That's all
that's
we can get.
Enough, that's not enough, though. That's not enough to make
it. The Rockies not build a dome? How do they decide on an outdoor stadium? It is lovely.
Well, Denver's nice in the summertime.
I understand how they decided on it. It's gorgeous. Atlanta? We can probably do Atlanta. That's 10. Atlanta, okay. Come on. That's a little warmer.
Okay.
Yeah, a little warmer.
Okay.
A's, they'll be in Vegas. That's 11.
Yeah, and they're in Sacramento.
And
right
I didn't mention Arizona, so that's...
I said Arizona. Oh, Arizona. And then you said...
Okay, I counted it. Okay, so like 10, 11? We can get pretty close here.
We're close. We're not there, though.
We get pretty close. And then we just choose anything that's like closer to the equator. Like, you know, like next up in the list is how close are you miles wise to the equator?
Okay.
You get
well,
the...
Nashville will have a team in a couple years.
Yeah, you'll get the next step up. It'll end up being like Philadelphia or something. You know, or San Francisco, where maybe it's at least supposed to be somewhat moderate year round. You don't get a lot of snow. It might be cold. But you don't get a lot of snow in San Francisco, you know?
I think this person's in the minority, but maybe we're way off. Someone said, baseball season doesn't need to be any shorter. Cold weather games are nice. I disagree. Did you say both LA teams? Sorry.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, nobody
someone
wants
says
to play.
Angels, question mark?
Yeah, both LA.
Just think about Milwaukee, though. If you had a game there at the beginning of the year, there's snow on the ground, they're tailgating.
It's wrong. Like,
it's so weird to think about.
Bobby's rookie season, we were all there for the Royals home opener. And we sat there, and I had a hood on and a coat, and it was snowing.
Sleeting. Yeah, it was like sleeting.
It was like sleeting as Bobby Witt Jr. scored the eventual game-winning run. You're like, this is awful. This isn't baseball, unless it's October, in which case I do accept a little bit of chill. It feels like that's weird. So, look, it just is what it is.
So you're fine with snow on October 25th.
Not snow, but if there's a little crispness in the air on an October.
Fall. It's the fall classic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. We're good. The beginning of the season, it's just wrong. It's mostly a summer sport.
I remember that one game, I think it was last year, where Colorado was playing, and it was literally downpouring snow. And they're like, are we going to cancel, like postpone it or move it? And they're like, no, we're going to keep playing in it. People were not happy.
I'm just like, I mean, there's a, you get to a certain stage where time is enough of a value, kids or whatever work, I don't care, where you're like, I'm just not going to a
outdoor game in which it's going to be 40 degrees for the Royals. I'm just not going to that. And this isn't
unless it's the playoffs.
That's the maybe only exception. Like, but if I'm saying in the early part of the year, I'm not doing it.
If it's the playoffs,
I'm not catching a March 27th game.
No, but if it's
at Kauffman Stadium where the high temperature is 43 today,
if it's the playoffs or if it's opening day, I'll deal with it more. But if it's the fifth game of the year, to your point, no. First game of the year in playoffs, yes. Fifth game of the year, no. I got another 80 to go see, or another 75 to go see. I'm good.
You're saying yeah. Opening day, you'll make the exception no matter the weather. Mm-hmm. Playoffs, you'll make the exception no matter the weather. Game four, you're not.
Yeah.
Would Crown Seat do anything for it? I mean, you can go inside.
Oh, I'm in any day for Crown Club.
Doesn't matter the day.
Any day for Crown Club.
Our friend who works down at Crown Club, you got any seats this weekend? Alex and I will be
I'm
there.
Going tomorrow night.
You know?
I don't want to tell you where I'm sitting.
Not is it Crown Club?
No.
Oh.
Friend has a suite.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I'm not paying. I'm not paying. You think I'm paying?
Which kind of suite? Dugout?
Suite?
Regular suite?
I actually do not know. That's
which
a good question.
George Brett suite?
I think it's like a normal suite.
Normal suite. That is the bougiest thing you've ever said. I think it's just a normal suite.
I think it's a normal suite. You know, you said, well, because you asked if it's a dugout suite. I said, I don't think it's a dugout suite. I think it's a normal suite, you know?
Hey, JT, have you ever sat? You ever sat in a suite?
Yeah.
Ooh, I thought the answer was going to be no. For what?
Well, it wasn't Royals, but it was the Monarchs.
Yeah.
I did internship with them my senior year, and they're like, hey, you want one ticket? I said, sure, I'll try it out. It
was awesome. I've sat in the Monarch Suite, too. It's very nice. The owners are very cool. Nice spot. They brought in some pyramid pizza, as I recall.
Nice.
My favorite is actually, well, it was called the Pepsi Porch at the time, the one in the outfield. And
at the K?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me and my girlfriend at the time.
They didn't
fiance,
agree with my assessment to call it the Coke Porch now. That
can't do it.
Can't call Coke instead of Pepsi.
But we would
find FQT.
Especially when it's snowing party outside.
We would find a game where it's the doubleheader and you didn't have to leave, and we would buy the single ticket, and you would get the Pepsi Porch for the two games and pay $70 for all you can eat for two games.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Random question.
Still got the ID for the QT party porch. I would keep an eye out for it. Random question of the day brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. You see the best in KC. Remember, visit kcurology.com today. For you, Gold, UJT, text line 913-586-7965. We're always live. YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Live stream, 4 hours. Binkley will be on the show for us tomorrow. He'll live stream as well. JT's filling in for Drew tomorrow as well. Today's random question is not, I guess, Drew hated yesterday's random question.
He refused to answer.
JT, he never answered it. The random question yesterday was, would you rather go to a children's spelling bee and heckle the children or go to a funeral of a stranger and hold up a sign that says, congrats on heaven?
No, I'd do the spelling bee for sure.
That's what most people's answers were. I don't know if I can heckle the kid. But today's random question is actually related to the Royals. Very simple. How many runs would the Royals have to be up for you to be a position player pitching and still win with six outs to go?
Oh, with six
to go? So like last night, you come in, you're throwing six outs, you're throwing softballs kind of like they're doing now. How many runs do the Royals have to be up to? Because you got to field your position.
Yeah.
They can lay bunts down on you, whatever. Yep. How many runs do the Royals need to be up for you to actually win that game?
Yeah, based on what we saw last night, when the pitcher lobbed it in at 45 miles an hour, he was more successful than when he actually tried to throw it hard.
But you might walk, guys. You know, that's why fair. It's an individual question.
I think it's a 6 or 7 run lead needed to get six outs.
I think, yeah, I was thinking about, I don't know why I was thinking about this last night. Such a stupid thing
well,
to think about.
Well, because it kind of,
Yeah, but I was thinking, like, I thought I needed at least five. My issue was...
Yeah, definitely can't be two or three.
I was thinking like five, I might be able to get away with it. But the part that was giving me the hangup is I have to field my position. Feels like they're going to challenge me on the bunt. They know I'm not a professional baseball player. And that's a real problem here.
Mm-hmm.
I got to back up throws. Like there's some things that can go wrong that I have to factor into my run total. Mine is 5 or 6. If the Royals are up 6 runs and there were 6 outs to go, I think we could still win the game. No runners on, no outs. I think the Royals could still win it.
Yeah, I think it. I said 6 or 7. I'll stick with that.
I would say maybe, I'm feeling good, 5. I was a pitcher at one point, Little Leaguing.
But you're not going to try to throw heaters, right? You're just going to lob it in, or are you going to actually try to
pitch? That was worst case for the position player last night.
I pitched in Little League, too.
Seriously, the position player last night was better when he just lobbed it in because it threw off the hitters so much. They're just like, what? It's like you're waiting for it.
But if I threw my fastball, that's the same as lobbing it in, dude. What do you think I throw? I mean, yeah, I throw 45.
But this guy last night was truly just... just lobbing it in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sometimes the catcher was even missing it. It looked like a knuckleballer. Yeah.
I imagine it. If I had to stand on a rubber and throw it in a major league game, I'd be lucky if I touched 60. I think the last time I like really burned one in, I threw like 66. To those guys, it might be 55. I'm pretty much lobbing it in anyway.
Yeah, I would say 5 runs. I feel good about.
I think I might need 6. You think it's 6 or 7, Gold?
And we're ignoring the rule. You have to be up by 10 in order to do this. We're just asking how many runs it would take. Like the MLB,
yeah, I understand the MLB rule.
You have to be up 10, but we're just saying.
And you have to designate them ahead of the game. Yes. There's a bunch of other stuff before.
Yeah.
I am simply asking how many runs you think you'd have to be for the Royals to still win the baseball game.
Someone said 27 runs, Lance.
27.
I don't think it's that bad. Eventually, someone's going to put down a bad bunt. The bunt's going to be bad. The catcher's going to get it, and they're going to throw him out for you.
Yes, and also, like, the bases will be loaded, and they'll be playing the third baseman so far in, they keep bunting for base hits against me.
Okay, I only got a question for you, because I'm assuming you guys watched the throughout.
To bunt if I'm lobbing it in.
Did you think, I think it was...
I might hit a batter or two, though. That's the only problem.
My problem is, like, I watched your
first...
I've heard
pitch.
You might walk a couple of guys.
Oh,
I think you might need 7 or 8.
That's why I said 6 or 7. I can walk 3 batters and still be okay. I can walk 4 and still be okay. There's definitely going to be at minimum 3 walks and 1 hit by pitch.
I think I'm only like 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch. I don't think I'm going to walk that many. I can throw a ball over the plate, I think, for the
most part.
Someone
says 6 outs is a lot. Problem is, I get to see a second time.
What difference does that make? I'm lobbing it.
Oh, yeah, because you're really confusing them the first time.
Yeah. What were you saying?
I was going to say, I think last night, it felt like, I think it was Izzy at second. He kind of just ran into the ball as it was hit to get the last out. I feel like sometimes the offense is like, all right, we've put enough up on this guy. We'll let him out on the hook and just run into an out on automatically.
I mean, I'm giving up at least one home run. Someone is absolutely...
I actually don't think you give up a home run. I just think you're going to give up just some solid contact hits.
I think someone's going to tee off on one. I'm going to leave 1-2 middle.
Okay.
I'm not going to lob it the right way. Because it was probably like 3 or 4 years ago, they decided the math on it was it's not worth the players actually exerting themselves to try to do it. And when you get a position player into pitch like that, then the better benefit is to just have him lob it. Mm-hmm. Less chance of injury, but also, like, it's shown that they're less likely to hit it. It does
That's
throw
what happened
off.
Last night, yeah.
They're not used to hitting pitches going 45
they're
miles
just,
an
they're
hour.
They're waiting for the ball to get to them, essentially, at that point in time, and it throws everything off. So,
although Massey got a double off of the position player last night, I saw.
Yeah, I just...
Give him 2 hits.
The big leaguers are not used to seeing a 38-mile-per-hour ball being lobbed directly towards home plate or something.
I should have asked Vinny this question of how many runs he thinks I'd need to do it.
We can ask him the next time he's on the show.
Yeah, like when you're on, how many runs do you think I'd actually need, Vinny, for the team to win the game? Regular defense, starters stay in this case. Nick Lofton's not playing first in the ninth.
Sure.
It's Vinny, it's Bobby. I'm getting the real defense in this hypothetical.
I just think
can't risk the loss.
I actually think the bunt would be a good thing for you because I think that you're more likely to have your catcher be able to help you out on a couple of those outs.
Yeah, they don't get it far enough out. He might be able to
come
forward.
How many of those bunts are you gonna actually have to field?
Honestly, I don't think any team would risk bunting. When you're down that, if they're down, let's say I said I gotta give myself 5 or 6 runs. They're down 6 runs. They're not bunting to try to get on
Someone
base.
Someone says you'd be throwing BP, you never get out of inning. I disagree with that because we saw last night, I said the lobbing of the, eventually somebody just bad, every player's not going to have the perfect swing. Like somebody's still going to
home run derby. They don't hit it out every time.
Somebody's still going to, you know, just miss on it briefly, you know, a little bit or whatever. Not have
little under
contact.
It, little on top of it. Yeah. Pull it to like hard line drive going 115 miles an hour, but directly to the left fielder.
Yeah, the issue is throwing strikes. I'm with you there.
I think that would be less of an issue for me. Like, I'm a relatively accurate thrower over baseball. I don't think I'd walk a ton of guys, but I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not, like, especially because, like, I factor in, like, the Augusta thing. There's a nerves part of this that's, I should probably give myself an extra run or two. If I was actually having to physically stand up there.
Someone says they just tell their batters not to swing. You guys aren't throwing 3 straight strikes. Or 3 strikes.
I could throw 3 straight strikes. But if they hit a liner up the middle, I might not even finish the game. So, I mean, I'm not going to field my position well. That's the other part.
All right, up next, Fan Club Thursday. Rob Collins from Fox 4 stops by. We'll talk a little Chiefs. We'll talk some Royals next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out.
True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.